Hello, you're listening to Tales of Entomology. I'm Lucy, a medieval historian.
And I'm Martin, an entomologist. And let's see if I can figure this out. Here is a clip from my second favorite movie of all time. Insect movie of
all
time.
Have you ever heard of insect politics? Insects don't have politics. They're very brutal. No compassion. No compromise. We can't trust the insect.
Okay. All right. So that was Jeff Goldblum in an advanced phase of his transformation into the fly.
And today is our Halloween special episode.
Hey, it's still your line, Lucy.
Oh. Okay, it starts very well. So we hope that today's show will give you some terrifying insect-based costume ideas or ideas for films to watch if you're doing a horror movie marathon. Insects can be very creepy, even for people who love them.
That's right. Even though I think insects are fun and cool and interesting, I'm honestly a little afraid of many of them. Not for any specific reason that I can think of, just, I guess they're just really alien, and yet that doesn't quite explain it. What scares you about insects, Lucy?
Well, I like a lot of insects too, but I think that the things I find the more repulsive is really the crawling, burrowing, and the fact that there are so many of them and that we cannot see them because they're hiding in the ceiling, in the walls. I don't know. You cannot see them, but they are here.
Right. And there's also the detail that some of them can kill us. Some of them can hurt us. They can crawl into our ears when we're sleeping. In a survey of American fears by Chapman University in California, 25% of people answered that they were afraid or very afraid of insects and arachnids.
And that's more people than people who answered that they were afraid of murder, dying, germs, sexual assault, or even clowns.
Though, interestingly enough, it was below people's fears of losing your data, high medical bills, and corrupt government officials. Scientists used to think we feared insects for the same reason we feared wolves and tigers, that it was a natural instinct hardwired into our brains to protect us. But if I try to imagine myself encountering a wolf or a tiger or some other predator in the wild, the feeling that comes up is, it's like they have an actual desire to kill us, you know? The fear is related to my need to either fight or flee for my life. Notice, however, that even though we're afraid of them, we still end up domesticating them like dogs and cats. And we love to love wolves and tigers in literature and movies.
But insects and other arthropods are difficult to see as cute. And the fear we get from them is also different. It's more related to disgust. And a fear of being relentlessly attacked by small things you cannot get rid of. And I've been slightly traumatized by infestations of fleas, and I'm always a prey for mosquitoes, so I can understand that kind of relentless feeling.
And disgust can have a cultural basis, but for insects, it also has a biological adaptation that protects us. It's necessary for us to be disgusted by feces and rotting food or flesh, because these are things that can make us sick. Since insects are often associated with rot, well, we associate insects with things that make us sick. And maybe also our urban lifestyles have brought us to a state of mind where the presence of insects and spiders in our homes feels like an invasion. It's like Lucy was saying, you know, they're in our walls and our ceilings. It's an encroachment on a space that we have grown to believe is safe and clean.
So all this explains why insects make such good bad guys in horror stories, especially if you put a spin on them. For instance, by making them as large as cows or as tall as a building. But we don't really need insects to be big for us to be really afraid of them.
Sometimes our fears go beyond simply protecting ourselves from disease. That's the case with sufferers of entomophobia and insectophobia, which basically mean the same thing. It's a recognized condition in the DSM-5, the American Psychiatric Association's Manual of Mental Disorders. For people who have it bad, it is an irrational, persistent, and terrible fear of insects that needs to be treated with effective treatments like cognitive behavioral therapy.
Entomophobia is also sometimes interchanged with acarophobia, acara being the ancient Greek word for mite. So for people who suffer from acarophobia, it's a fear of itching or of insects that can cause bites that itch. So such as ticks, bedbugs, fleas, lice. And just a single incident with bedbugs can be a real trigger that leaves someone with the feeling that the bitten area is never fully clean.
I mean, just the moments where I thought maybe I had bedbugs, I went crazy for days and days and days and then wouldn't talk about it to anybody, right? In severe cases, the entomophobe or acarophobe won't want to leave the house for fear of encountering bugs. They might even suffer from constant imagined tingling, creeping and crawling or burrowing sensations as though there were always insects on them that they could never find or brush off.
It's awful.
Really bad cases are when the sufferers scratch incessantly or even self-mutilate.
A more specific fear is catarrhidophobia, the fear of cockroaches. I have a feeling that a lot of people have this phobia without even knowing it. At least in its lighter form, which makes you feel uneasy and anxious in a house with cockroaches.
There's a person I know who really does seem to have this, and she says it's the way they scurry away into a crack or corner when you suddenly discover them. For me, there's, and I don't really rationally fear cockroaches, but there's something about the really long antenna, which are kind of, they're long, like these filaments, and they won't stop moving. They'll just kind of move constantly in this like little eight pattern, and it's as though they're tasting the air, and I kind of figure they're licking my ears while I'm sleeping or something.
While the show is about insect, I'm about to talk about a non-insect. So there is the fear of spiders and scorpions, which is known as arachnophobia. The fear of spiders is very common, and also I would say probably very understandable. Spiders have these long hairy legs, a huge bulbous behind, and long mandibles that they rub together with a spit to clean off the juice of their victims.
So anyway, it's a good thing that all those crawlers are much less present around the time Halloween comes around in Montreal.
With the chill setting in, most bugs are cocooning or moving south or simply dying and leaving up to the next generation to hatch and keep the line going in the spring.
We should consider ourselves lucky because in other warmer and wetter parts of the world, there's no respite from the scary insects and other crawlers. I remember when I was living in Arizona, tarantulas scampering by as I was hanging out on the porch wasn't uncommon.
Clearly, the fear of insects or of anything really small with more than four legs is deeply ingrained in humans, which probably explains the prevalence of insects in the horror genre. So we've compiled a list of horror movies based on insects that come from a bunch of sources. Interestingly enough, insect horror movies fit within the broad category of natural horror films, which cover pretty much any type of killer animal you might think of. And the carnivorous plant killer Samjara is also part of the natural horror film category. So Martin, shocking news, I've included spiders and worms in my research on horror movies.
Martin reacts. He's shocked. My goodness, spiders and worms are not insects. How could you, Lucy? So we found some 40 insect horror movies, insect, non-insect horror movies, but there are many more out there. Here are some general thoughts. First, a lot of movie titles are usually pretty self-explanatory. You know what type of insect is wreaking havoc in the movie.
So there is, for instance, The Deadly Mantis, a 1967 movie obviously featuring a giant mantis. In Killer Bees, a 1974 movie, the killers are bees.
And in that movie, just by the way, they're extremely underwhelming. It's essentially a Jane Austen-style drama with occasionally a dead body on the floor with bees, you know, kind of just nicely walking on it. There are the movies Tarantula from 1955 and Arachnophobia from 1990, which are obviously about spiders. And last but not least, the 1990s movie Ticks shows mutant ticks killing people.
Sorry. All right. So, not all titles, however, are as straightforward. And for some Halloween fun, I've prepared two quizzes for Martin and for our audience today. So, people, can you guess what terrifying insect or not insect is the killer of the movies based on the titles I'm about to give you? So first is The Hive, a 2008 TV movie, which very bad tagline is "Death is their picnic."
So the answer is not written on my script.
No.
I would guess that it's a hive of bees.
Well, no, it's actually ants, which doesn't make any sense.
No,
the picnic,
because they're going to attack your picnic.
So this movie, TV movie, has an impressive grade of 3 out of 10 on IMDb. So it's obviously a masterpiece. Apparently, I will just read you the synopsis. When ants, displaying never-before-seen behavior, seize an island, a team is called to stop the massive threat, only to discover that the ants are controlled by something beyond this world.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, don't watch it. So the next one is Black Swarm, and not Black Swan, a 2007 Canadian, also TV movie. I am fire today. So what about Black Swarm?
TV movie, Canadian TV movie. What can a Black Swarm? Is it a swarm of locusts?
No.
What's a black swarm? I mean,
it's a swarm of genetically modified wasps, which were developed for the army as a weapon, but the experiment turned wrong.
Well, of course. Was that by the Canadian Army?
I'm not sure.
Gosh. Going all out.
And the final one is Squirm from 1977.
I don't know, but hey, let's leave everyone in suspense with and go to our for after these messages. Okay.
Climb into my musical attic every Thursday to discover the many hidden gems.
All right, we're back.
That was my most efficient transition ever.
So back to our quiz.
Right. Okay, what was the question again?
What is the insect or not insect starring in the movie Squirm from 1977?
Is it a slug?
No, it's an American horror movie with worms in it. In Squirm, the small town of Fly Creek, Georgia, becomes inundated with flesh-burrowing worms after a storm directs electricity from power lines onto wet soil and the worms mutate.
I mean, that really does sound horrible. So, random fact, rain does bring out a lot of worms. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But yesterday at work, the rain, the incredible amount of rain we had at the airport brought out a lot of gulls.
Oh,
and
sure.
So we had, it was a horror movie for me, but not for the worms. It was for the gulls. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So second feature of the insect horror movies, that there are clear winners when it comes to choosing an insect to feature in a horror movie. And spiders, which are not insects, of course, are obviously number one in our list, with 12 movies out of 41 where they are the killers. They are usually giant, mutant, terrifying creatures who catch humans in their web to devour them. A lot of people are afraid of spiders, as we said, but can they actually kill you?
Well, most spiders have venom. And it would make sense for humans to develop a fear of anything on eight legs because of that, just in case they get bitten by the one that can do serious damage to humans. But let's not go crazy. Out of 48,200 recorded species of spiders, only about a dozen are potentially deadly to humans.
Other might cause damage more or less around the range of a bee sting, but as most of us know, they will usually only bite us if they feel threatened.
Right. And as for tarantulas, that are the quintessential scary spider, first of all, there are a lot of species for what most people call tarantula, and they're not all dangerous. They're big and hairy, and some of them can actually hunt birds, which is pretty freaky, right?
Pretty impressive, yeah.
But what you might be thinking of most of the time as tarantulas are the, in America at least, is the Mexican red knee. So they're black and they have kind of these red little spots on their knees. And as many people who have them as pets know, their venom is only slightly harmful and they're actually quite docile. If you're unlucky enough to get bitten, it'll hurt because they have some pretty big fangs and you could get an infection. But you probably have more chance of getting bitten by your cat.
And yes, because not a lot of people die from spiders' bite around the world since anti-venoms were introduced in the late 70s and early 1980s. In Australia, for instance, where there are two species of very poisonous spiders, there was no casualty reported between almost 1980 and 2016. So that's nearly 25 years.
Right. And let me just add a little edit here that I missed. So there are no poisonous spiders. Since there's so this is a common misconception, is that poison and venom are sort of confused. But poison is actually a compound that has to be ingested. You have to actually, like, it can be absorbed through the skin or taken into the digestive system. Whereas venom, it specifically needs to be injected into, like, through the skin, but through a puncture wound. So,
thank you for that.
There you go, everyone. So, a little smarter. Where were we? In 2016, there was this young guy in Australia who died after being bitten by a venomous redback spider during a bushwalk, which is a thing they do in Australia. He developed an infection that antibiotics didn't cure. More than 2,000 people are bitten by redback spiders in Australia each year, but usually they're given anti-venom at the hospital, and they usually survive.
And a year before that, a Welsh charity director named Alison Lane died after being bitten by a dangerous spider. That was not in the UK, obviously. She was then working in Puebla, Mexico. Lane died of a heart attack 3 weeks after the spider caused her to go into septic shock.
The articles that covered Lane's death had little information about what spider bit her, though it seems like the main suspects are the brown recluse spider or the black widow. But note that despite their reputation and the fact that their venom can affect humans, there are few deaths, either because you really have to disturb them to get bit, and because the amount of venom injected isn't always enough to cause severe damage. Sometimes they don't even inject any venom. Don't get me wrong, you definitely should get medical help if you're bitten.
That was a very wise advice. So before moving on to the second place of insects starring in movie, let's do a little miscellaneous category, which is probably my favorite for the insects starring in movies, in horror movies. So Martin and people listening, especially André, please guess who is the killer based on the following taglines. Disclaimer, non-insects are included. So the first is, they slime, they ooze, they kill! !
I'm thinking in French now. Escargot.
in French with an Anglophone accent. Escargot.
Escargot.
No, it's the limas. The limas? The slug, the limas.
The slugs, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's the slug. So it's a movie from 1988 in which normal size slugs became killers after being in contact with toxic waste.
Goodness gracious. do they grow mouths and do they start eating people, or
I'm not sure about that. On the picture for the l'affiche, it's just someone with a lot of slugs on their body.
Oh no.
I don't know. This one might be we need to watch, maybe.
Okay.
All right. The second one, it's not a traditional insect. The tagline is, just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water, you can't get to it. Oh no.
Just when you thought it was safe to get
back
in the water.
It's a very bad tagline.
You can't get to it. So you want to get to the water. Wait, it wasn't safe initially, but now you want to get into the water. You can't get to it. Is it, I've no, like killer tadpoles?
It's the movie's called Blood Beach. A 1982 movie about a giant worm.
Again, worms.
But it's like giant.
Yeah, but why would anyone want to...
You know, like in Dune, the monster in the...
Okay,
yeah,
no,
it's
for
that
sure.
Kind of
those are scary. Yeah. I mean, those are cool worms.
Yeah, so it's a cool worm with teeth.
Okay. Oh, it's like a worm / eel.
Yeah, kind of in the sand. At
right.
the beach.
Okay.
So you have a half-naked woman running around.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a masterpiece, neither. Okay, next is, tagline is better. Millions of years of evolution have just become humankind's worst nightmare. It flies.
Is it a killer dragonfly?
No. It's the real-life killer.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the movie Mosquito. A 1994 movie where mosquitoes, giant mosquitoes, are the killers. Okay, we have one which is very cheesy, but it's just cute, and we know which insect is it. It is. It's a beautiful woman by day, a lusting queen wasp by night. And that's the Wasp Woman from 1969. So yes, it's a wasp.
Okay.
The last one is one of my favorite. Crawling horrors, .. Rising from the depth of hell, .. To kill and conquer! !
Just getting excited there.
Yes, it's an independent 1969 movie.
So okay,
not an insect.
Rising. It's not a, not an. Well, most of, so most of these aren't insects.
It's true.
Crawling horrors. I mean, is it a lizard? Is it a? No. Okay, so it's still. I mean, is it another worm?
It's a leech.
A leech.
Attack of the giant leeches.
Sure. I mean, leeches kind of fall into that category of scary and smally and slimy. So that makes sense.
Yeah. That was nice, wasn't it? Yes. We had so much fun. I had so much fun. Okay. Moving on to the real insect movies. With 6 movies each, the ants and the bees are a tie for second place. In movies, ants are often made giant, like the spiders. But there are also terrifying moving scenes, such as in Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, when a tide of tiny ants kills and eats a character alive.
So, and I remember that. The interestingly enough, those ants weren't entirely unrealistic, but they're obviously exaggerated a little. They're not so big, and they don't eat so fast. So the doorless ants, or the, what was it called again?
Safu. And soldier ant.
Soldier. I also read safari ant. Anyway, yes, it all means the same thing. So these are in Africa, and they travel in columns through the landscape. They're much smaller, and they can't devour you within minutes, like in Indiana Jones. There's no data that I could find, but hypothetically, if you were tied up or immobilized, or, you know, maybe an infant left irresponsibly in the road and in their path, then yeah, they could potentially kill you. but it would probably be from asphyxiation or infection from all the bites or from septic shock, and it would probably take several days, which is worse than being eaten alive in several seconds, but fortunately much less likely. Interesting fact, so some East African tribes use doorless ants as sutures for gashes. They get the ants to bite you on either end of the cut, then they pull the body off and leave the heads. There you go.
Unlike ants and spiders, when bees are the bad guys in a horror movie, they are normal-sized killer bees. What's frightening is really their number, so the swarm of bees, like the aptly named 1978 movie, The Swarm. It works like the tide of killer ants, except that bees fly and sting people.
But if bees aren't the preferred horror movie villain, they might be the number one insect killer in real life, at least for workers.
And not counting fleas and mosquitoes.
Yeah. In 2014, the U.S. Department of Labor released a report analyzing the death by insects on the job from 2003 to 2010. And bees are the number one killer by far. They've caused 62% of all deaths. Although it is possible that some victims were allergic to them, hence more likely to die. This is the case mainly for the run-of-the-mill European or Western honeybee.
In 2013, a Texan farmer named Larry Goodwin was working on his tractor when he got attacked by the swarm of killer bees. Goodwin was stung more than 3,000 times, and he died before the eyes of his daughter.
Pretty horrible. The bees belonged to a neighbor beekeeper who had 22 hives and over 40,000 African bees.
And more recently, in April 2019, a man from Arizona was stung to death by a swarm of African bees when he tried to remove a hive that the bees had installed on his backyard couch. When responders arrived, they found him dead, the body covered with bees. And in these two stories, the killer was the African bee, also known as the killer bee.
Right. And so just to add detail here, the actual name is the Africanized honeybee. It's a hybrid of the European honeybee and of the East African lowland honeybee, which is a subspecies of the first one. So it's a man-made problem. Deaths by Africanized honeybees come from the sheer number of stings and not the venom, because the hybrid is much more aggressive in its defense reactions, and they swarm potential attackers in huge numbers and will typically follow them for as much as 500 meters. Finally, we have cockroaches. We found five movies, which is pretty decent for cockroaches. A fascinating feature of cockroach-based horror movies is that they are always mutant or genetically engineered monsters.
And they can do very weird stuff. In the 1975 movie Bug, the cockroaches actually create fire. In the 2000 movie They Nest, also known as Creepy Crawlers, the killers are cockroach-like insects that burrow into people to nest inside them.
Roaches are an interesting case. There's not that much that a cockroach can actually do to a human, which is probably why those movies we just mentioned had to make up some pretty outrageous things for them to do in order to actually be scary. Cockroaches are often associated with filth and dirt, but cockroaches aren't themselves particularly dirty. In fact, they're probably cleaner than the palm of your hand because, like a cat, they clean themselves regularly. And obviously, an apartment which is infested with cockroaches, you know, you probably need to deal with that. But in general, you should give them some slack. They're actually nice little creatures.
So that was Martin, a friend of the cockroaches. And this is the end of the show. We hope that we creeped you out a little bit with our stories involving crawling creatures and gruesome death. If so, good, because that was the point. And maybe you had some laugh and fun too, which is always a plus.
We forgot. to mention the scootage.
The what?
Right, so good costume idea, guys.
Oh, yes.
The ultimate scary little creepy crawly thing.
According to me.
Well, I mean, according to everybody, is okay. This scootagera. You all know that, the kind of really long-legged centipede that comes out of your
sink.
Drain.
Best, yes, it's disgusting. So that's the best costume.
Which, you know, fine, be a hater, but they are predators and they protect your home from little tiny other insects, pests. So you should keep them. Next week is our long-awaited bees and honey episode. We know you've all been anticipating it for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So tune in at 2 p.m. Happy Monday, happy Halloween. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This was Tales of Entomology.